Scoff and Quaff Show with Jules Serkin on Channel Radio.
And hello, good morning, a listener. It is Jules Serkin here on the Scoff and Quaff Show. And excuse me, just had a little cough in my frog in my throat, I think you'll find. We have a cracking show for you. We have in the studio, well, Blessing has brought in lots of cakes. And I'm telling you, listener, you need to be here. I'm going to be scoffing them all through the show. But we have cracking show for you. We have carrot cake that Blessing has brought in, and the carrots actually look like you could eat them. They look real. In fact, Paul Andrews, who's on a diet, decided he was going to eat them, and they've got little green bits even. I've tweeted out a picture. The company is Blay Couture Cakes. Couture, you're supposed to say, in a posh voice, I think. It's 3W's.BLE Couture, Couture, cakes.com. They are on Facebook. And you are following them on the Twitter, I hope, listener, at Blay Couture Cakes. BLE Couture, CAKES. You do know how to spell cake, no doubt. Blessing and a Camillo. Am I saying it right, Blessing?
A Nakimio. Close enough.
We didn't really have time to practice, did we?
No.
Mainly because we were having too much cake and taking photographs. You're going to tell us later on what you have brought in, but they look absolutely divine. And you live in Ashford area, I believe.
Yes, I do, in Kennington in Ashford.
Okay. Nice and central if you're living in Kent. If you're in Maryland, Nurse Liz Jill, maybe a little far to go. At 11:15-ish, we have Whitstable's baker, the artisan baker, Ingrid Eiselfeld, who's going to be calling in because she needs your help, listener. There was a little glitch on the Virgin website, and this is Richard Branson's. I don't know what they were doing. What were they doing, Blessing? Richard Branson, he doesn't make mistakes, surely. There was a glitch. So you have now just 24 hours, I think, till the end of today. But Ingrid's going to tell us all the details. They are in. It's called Pitch to Rich. And this small artisan bakery that's based in Whitstable is having a chance to win £250,000. Not to be sniffed at, Blessing. We'd like it.
Yes.
Where could we go? We could just get swan off, couldn't we?
Yeah.
Swan off.
Wine.
Yeah, I'll come with you. You make the cake.
You bring the wine.
I'll pour the wine. You know me so well. That would be fantastic. So Ingrid is going to tell you exactly how you can help. But you can see them on our timeline. I've done a few retweets from at ScoffQuaff, at Jules Serkin. Which is my PR side, and the Scoff Quaff is obviously the food radio side. Do have a look at their timeline. It's I think it's at Artisan Bread OB off the top of my head. So I just spoke to Ingrid this morning, so it was all a bit rushed, sorry, but I'm pretty sure it's Artisan Bread OB, but you'll see it on my timeline. Then we're talking to a lovely little Argentinian man. He might be Spanish, actually. He is, I'm not sure if he's from Madrid. You can tell I've researched this. I've been up all night, listener. But it's Jose Ortega. And he is in London at the moment in a hotel. And the Twitter for them is at O'Fernier, F for Freddy, O-U-R-N-I-E-R. And he is going to be telling us how you could get involved with the most superb wine. And Blessing and I have a bottle here. And we've drunk it, listener, in about 5 minutes. It's Alpha Spiga. I don't know if I'm saying it correctly. It's a 2006 red wine. And Jose is going to be telling us all about it. But you can. And it is absolutely delicious. Sorry about that. That was me putting a bottle down. Reverberations. But you can have the chance to purchase from Jose 1 to 3 hectares or that's 2.5 to 7.5 acres of vineyard estate within the Santa Sofia estate. So this is for the production of grapes and the selection. So you can have your own wine, and you can also build a villa overlooking the Andes while you grow your wine. What do you think, Blessing? Let's forget Hawaii. Go there. Wine and cake. I mean, I think this is my favourite show ever in the world. So Jose's going to fill us in on that. And he was discovered by my new husband, who's just written a book about Argentina. It's chapter four. You can follow my new husband at G Serkin on the Twitter. And he is head of emerging markets and frontier markets. He's editor at large at Bloomberg. But his book is called Frontier, Exploring the Top 10 Markets of Tomorrow. And it's been five-starred by the Financial Times and also the Wall Street Journal. So if you want to read about Argentina, it's chapter four. Frontier Funds is the Twitter, at Frontier Funds. We are also sponsored by the fabulous Breakthrough Funding, who are on the Twitter at Breakthrough Fund. You can contact them, breakthroughfunding.com. Speak to the lovely Sue Nelson and her team about how they can help you. Now, if you are looking for cash, for innovation, if you need to take your company on a journey, perhaps looking at shelf life, perhaps looking at playing with ingredients, maybe even Blessing, you would want to play around with reducing sugar or fat, how you can, especially with the gluten-free cake that you've brought in very kindly, maybe playing with that, because they tend to go dry, don't they, gluten-free? And there are tricks that you can do. So cash for funding, contact them at breakthroughfunding.com. See if they can help you. It is a wash with cash. If you are, you just need to answer five simple questions and they'll tell you if they can help you. Brilliant. We've had a quick look at the Twitter. We've had a tweet from Riverford Kent. Sorry, I just got to get it up because I'm all on my Todd. All these co-presenters, you know, these young boys, they're all on sabbaticals, swanning around. Okay, what Riverford have? This is Riverford underscore Kent. That's Liz and Caroline, the lovely organic sisters that deliver all around Kent home and office. In season, they've got asparagus, bit of kohlrabi. And also they wanted to give you the good news on the driving job. They've appointed two new people. One started this week, another starting next week. So that's really good because it's been a bit of a journey for them looking for a part-time driver around the Canterbury Triangle. And they say, have a good show, which we will, of course. I think Blessing and I are going to have a little very quick natter and then we will play a little song. So, if Ingrid phones, I'll just have to grab the phone and I'll interrupt you very rudely. Okay. But tell the listener what you've brought in today. Because they look, in fact, pass me a little black one. What are the little chocolatey looking ones? I know it's hard to pass and talk in the mic at the same time, but tell me, I'm just going to sniff first. Right, I'm getting rich with a lovely, oh, that's gorgeous. Run me through this lovely chocolatey cake.
These are my little chocolate drops. And you've got in here chocolate with Irish cream. And topped with some lovely Irish cream frosting and a strawberry jelly tart. And it's all gluten-free.
This is amazing. And I was a bit wicked, you know, saying that I'm gluten-free. And you just didn't bat an eyelid, did you?
No.
You said, I'll do that?
Yep.
Which was fantastic. So I'm just tucking in. How do you get that? Because often gluten-free is very dry and sort of almost grainy. Without giving away a trade secret, how do you get that lovely consistency?
A lot of hard work, a lot of research. Try and get it all moist because I like my cakes to be moist. And the fact that it's made fresh as well kind of helps. So really,
yeah.
That's the main thing is to make it fresh. With gluten-free, you can't really have it still.
It does. Very quickly. And what I've noticed is with gluten-free, some people sort of swirl in a bit of courgette or carrot or something in the mix. Have you heard of that?
With the carrot cake, yes, I have got obviously carrots in the carrot cake and I have got some fresh apple, eating apples in there as well. But in the chocolate cake, I didn't
eat. Eating apples? Yeah. One of my five a day.
Mm-hmm. There's apples, so two, really.
And you've got three children.
Yes, I have.
So you find time to run this business. Predominantly for weddings and or anyone that wants a cake, around getting three kids to school and things like that.
Yeah, I just don't sleep at night. I'm a mom during the day and I'm a cake maker at night.
That's amazing. We're going to hear more about that later on because I think it's fascinating. I'm just going to start off with a little song because I think Ingrid's going to be calling us around 11:15. So here's the Basement Jacks. We're going to start off, blessing, with a bit of a rock. And we have on the line Ingrid Eiselfeld, who is a fabulous artisan baker for gluten-free bread in sunny Whitstable. And morning, Ingrid.
Hi, Jules. Good morning.
Great of you to phone in. And we're very excited. I did a little announcement at the beginning, but you're going to tell us about it. Very excited that a Whitstable baker and superb, superb bread that I've been eating for years. And, well, rumour has it, there's quite a few famous people, Ingrid, isn't there?
Yeah, we do have our star customer now. Yeah. Caroline Quentin has recently discovered our website and she just said, I love your bread.
Yeah.
XXL. I'm really excited.
I've seen the tweets. It's amazing.
And she's just been on TV with her film to just show people what it means to have celiac disease. It's quite a challenge, but it can be completely controlled by diet, which is the good news.
Yeah, and healing the gut. But the interesting thing before we go on to the Virgin is that you are so purist in your bread, which is what I love about it, because the stuff that you buy without being rude to supermarkets has got so much, let's talk about, you know, xanthan gum, guar gum, all these sort of weird thickeners and fillers.
Yeah.
You are very purist on your ingredients, aren't you?
Well, that's a sad thing. People want to eat gluten-free because they believe it to be healthier. And, you know, these breads, as you said, they all use gums and additives. And obviously they have a huge volume to mimic the sort of white bread that, you know, we're all used to.
Mm.
But there is an alternative. You don't need these gums. You don't need the yeast. You don't need all the additives. You can use natural, organic, you know, artisan methods to make a completely delicious gluten-free bread. You can have a complete rethink because, you know, things like the Russian blinis with caviar, hey, nobody would turn their nose up at that, happens to be gluten-free. So, yeah, there is lots of exciting stuff.
It sounds fantastic. Now, your Twitter handle, first of all, for listeners, is at Artisan Bread OB, off the top of my head.
No, you are kidding me. As a non-Twitter user, but
it is at artisan bread OB. I'm pretty sure.
Well, with ABO, so because that's our sort of artisan bread. I will just confirm in 2 seconds.
Okay, and it is on our Twitter line, listener. So I want you all to get, if you do one thing this morning for Whitstable, it's to retweet what Ingrid has got on her timeline about the Virgin Pitch to Rich. So tell us about it. It's your chance to win 250 smackaroonies from Sir Richard Branson.
Yes. I've had a connection with Richard Branson many, many moons ago. I had a business in Canterbury and we made a huge strawberry cake for a charity event, and that was organized by a local guy who was then an Egon Rone inspector, and my thank you was a photograph of Richard Branson cutting this huge cake, and that picture's on our website. It's rather special, it's good fun, so have a look. And well, what happened? It all went swimmingly. We sort of had a video made, and because obviously people are always interested, how do you make this stuff? You know, you don't use yeast. What do you do?
Yeah, how does it rise?
How do you do it? You know, so all secrets revealed. There's a little video, very short, 90 seconds. So we had that made. It was all going very well, and then the site crashed. The Virgin site crashed just as the crucial voting was going through.
Richard, really?
I know, this is a bit embarrassing, isn't it? That's not good enough. So the good guys at Virgin said, okay, we do realize there was a problem, and they've reopened the site. And we decided to have another go because of another local business, as you said, the farm shop at Faversham, having a go. So it's a lot of work, but we've done it. And, we need a few more votes, guys. So, you know, this is the only organic alternative to the gluten-free bread in the supermarkets in the whole country. And we don't have a £3 million advertising budget. So I need everyone to go to our website, which is artisanbread-abo.com, or if you can't remember that one, just go over breadonline.co.uk. There's the picture of Richard with a piece of cake in his hand, and click to vote.
Yeah.
And it does close tomorrow, so we're kind of... Do I sound desperate? Yes.
Closing what time, Ingrid? How long?
It closes tomorrow at 5 o'clock, so...
Okay, so everybody must do it today.
Yes, please do. And I would give you all a loaf of bread as a thank you, but I think logistically that might be a bit
Well,
difficult.
You can give me one and they can all come round to mine and I'll slice it up.
We'll do that.
Just tell me the artisan bread. So it's
artisanbread-abo.com.
Okay, abo.com. I'm making
and
a note of that.
It's on the homepage.
May I read out the landline that I phoned you on?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, if you've got any queries or if you want to talk about the bread or ordering bread, sure. Obviously you can do it online.
Yes.
But it's a Whitstable code, that's 01227 or a Canterbury code, 771881. And you can speak to Ingrid's team there.
Yes.
And look at the website. Because you do those lovely little chocolate, do you call them gloutinis?
Gloutinis, we've got bites, we've got loaves, we've got tiger nut cookies, which are just delicious, nut-free, egg-free, everything. It's just tiger nut and date syrup, and they're just delightful.
Brilliant.
Real little pick-me-up without any nasties.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Ingrid, I love what you do, and you come on afterwards and speak about when you've won your 250.
When we've won, we'll have a big party.
Exactly.
Online party.
For now, thank you very much.
Maybe even a street party. You know,
yeah, a beach party.
A beach party.
So speak to you very soon, Ingrid. Did you find your Twitter handle?
I'm still struggling.
Don't worry, it's on our timeline. We've retweeted this morning.
It's on our website as well.
Yeah, we've retweeted, so it'll be on our timeline.
Yes,
thank you very much, Ingrid.
Thanks, everyone, for voting. Don't forget.
Bye.
Thank you, bye.
Bye, Ingrid. That is the fantastic Ingrid Eiselfeld, who really is the best baker in the world. Go down to see her. I'm just seeing if is that flashing again. Oh, good. Because we are expecting, of course, Jose at 11:30. He was at a meeting this morning, so he's winging his way back through. It's all very tense, this live show, because I'm all on my own. Blessing's doing her best. You see, she's feeding me cake. And then we've got this rather nice wine, haven't we? Sadly, I brought it in empty. So Blessing's looking a bit miffed.
A pretty bottle, that's it.
You need to come next week. Next Tuesday, it's my birthday. Mm-hmm. And I shall be bringing in some Riverford Organic Prosecco. Yeah.
Your birthday cake.
Yeah, well, of course. Maybe we could squeeze you in. So what we're going to do now, we're going to play another record, a little one, and then we're going to play a Spanish one. Me and Julio down by the schoolyard to get us in a Spanish Argentinian mood. And then we're going to call the fabulous Jose. But just wanted to say that before we do that, we've got I just want to tell you about make sure that you do vote for Ingrid. It's really important for a small, a Whitstable baker. And she's doing, as she said, she's one of the only, I think she is the only organic baker that does the gluten-free, so pure, with nothing in it, no guar gum, none of the sort of fillers that you'll get in commercial gluten-free bread. And it doesn't make you fat. She does a pea bread, for example, doesn't make you tubby. Now, we've had Bean Smitten, the lovely, Darren Tickner, who says, Scoff and Quaff, a reminder for your listeners. Do you like coffee, Blessing?
Yes, I do.
Well, Bean Smitten, who are on our timeline, that's at B-E-A-N Smitten, S-M-I-T-T-E-N, have a 10% off the range of premium coffees on their website if you use the code Quaff, Q-U-A-F-F, at the checkout. And that runs through to the 31st of May. So get on there and order your coffee. Perhaps Paul Andrews might like to order some for his birthday because he's a Leo, you know. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
It's all the hair. Love Chili's morning to you, and Liz Gilson morning to you. She says it's raining in Maryland and she's enjoying a lovely coffee from her local coffee roaster. Because, of course, you were at your farmer's market, I noticed, Liz Jill. Hello to new followers, Sober Me Up. Don't know how they've got hold of me. Doesn't sound at all like me, Sober Me Up. I'm actually going to Bucharest in Romania, I believe, on mañana, tomorrow. For a couple of days. So I'm hoping to have a look, and maybe I'll look at some cakes and bring you back some sort of Romanian ideas.
Nice.
It would, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
So we're going to play a song and we're going to find Jose and a little bit of me and Julio. Keep your tweets coming and your events. Here we are.
Mm-hmm. The mama pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When the papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It's against the law. It was against the law. Oh, what the mama saw, it was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. The papa said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Mama, take me away, but the press let the story leak. Now when the radical preach come to get me released, we's all on the cover of Newsweek. And I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye to Rose, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
A little bit of me and Julio down by the schoolyard, especially for my lovely Spanish guest who's coming up next. This is the fabulous Jose Ortega, who is, he met my new husband, Gavin Serkin, on Frontier Funds, listener, and they were chatting. And as part of this chat, Jose gave my husband a fabulous bottle of Alfa Spiga. I hope I'm saying it right, Jose. Morning. I need to turn him up.
It's getting better by the minute.
I'm trying very hard. This was a very, very splendid bottle. And my husband, really, Gavin, thought he was going to quaff it all by himself, Jose, but no chance.
No, I'm glad that he shared it with you.
I kept sending him out for errands, you know, and then topping up my glass. I'm just going to give a little bit of background. So Jose was born in Burgos in Spain. Which region is that, Jose?
That's Castilla. That's the central region of Spain between Madrid and the Basque Country.
Wow. So that's how far from Madrid?
It is about 240 kilometers, about 160 miles, straight north from Madrid.
Okay. And to me, that sounds like you're going to have a really good food region there.
Oh, indeed. I mean, we have some very interesting local products in the wine country in Burgos. We have Ribera del Duero, and it's known for its suckling lamb, delicious lamb, and some other delicacies there.
Mm. Presumably beautifully grass-fed cattle and things like that,
yeah,
too.
Exactly, yes.
And your wife, I believe, is a famous chef in Argentina.
Yes, she's a celebrity chef there. She's actually more known than me, which is fine. By me. She can get the limelight there. And her restaurant in Mendoza was selected best restaurant in Argentina by the Academy of Gastronomy of Argentina. So I'm very proud of her in that respect.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, I'm very excited about this this offer, really. It's just a life-changing idea. I haven't heard of anything like this. So can you just tell the listener about your vineyards? I mean, I've got here that starting from, we've got US dollars, I've translated it, from about £39,000 you could purchase perhaps a couple of acres of vineyard.
Yeah,
run us through it.
That's kind of where we're the first winery in the world to actually offer this possibility. And it came along because we have a very established tourist area, the winery, and even an award-winning restaurant. And,
yeah.
And a lot of the guests, when they came here and they heard the story that, you know, I was working at Goldman Sachs and Banco Santander, and then I quit everything and started my own wine business, they actually mentioned that they always wanted to do something like that, but they didn't have either the money or the time or the management ability to do it.
Or so, the vision like you had yourself.
So basically I got that idea, and I thought there was going to be some demand for it. And that's what I did. We had some extra land next to the vineyard and the winery, and we just split it in small plots, and we just plant the vineyards for the investors, for our partners, and we just manage the vineyard for them. They get to do the good and fun part of the wine business, which is selecting the name for their own wine and designing the label and coming to the winery and blending with our winemakers, and then we get the not so fun part, which is running the vineyard and having employees, the machinery, everything. So it's more of a lifestyle investment rather than just exclusively a vineyard, because not only you come to the winery and you do all this wine blending and everything, but you can do horseback riding on the vineyard, you can do cooking classes, you can do water rafting, you can go skiing 3 hours away from the property, you can go play polo or golf about 40 minutes from the property. So the amount of activities is quite large as well.
I can see what you mean. It is a complete lifestyle. Tell me, Jose, going right back to your Goldman Sachs and your banking, how difficult was it for you to say to your family, look, I'm going to leave the security of the bank and this is what I'm going to do?
Well, it was difficult indeed. I mean, the good thing is that my now wife, we were together, and she bought into the idea, so
yeah.
She couldn't complain that I did it after the marriage. She could have walked away. That's probably what she probably thinks every night before we go to bed, but she hasn't done so yet. But yes, it was obviously a difficult decision, because I was doing quite well in the banking business. I had my bosses said a promising career, and then suddenly out of the blue, I just left everything and got into this very difficult but exciting project of owning wineries around the world. So we have not only the Argentinian property, but as you mentioned, the Spanish one, and we also have a small property in Chile. So
okay, so just run me through, for example, the wine that I quaffed, the Alfa Spiga.
Yep.
Run me through that.
Well, that's a winery that comes from Ribera del Duero, which is, as you and maybe your listeners know, is the most prestigious wine region in Spain from a quality perspective.
Yeah.
And basically, it's coming from our own vineyards, state grown. We own 60 hectares of all vines from 35 to almost 80 year old vineyards. And this in particular, Alfa Spiga, came from a block that is about 50 years old.
Yeah.
It was aged in new French oak for I think about 20 months, and it's been one of the best wines that we have produced in the U.S. It received a lot of accolades, being considered one of the best in the country. It was also top four in the top 100 list of Wine Enthusiast magazine. So we were lucky to get quite a lot of recognition for a wine that I like a lot because of the elegance and finesse, and actually it's pretty much more for the UK and the European consumer than maybe for the American palate.
Mm. Tell us about the opportunity that people can actually purchase a villa on the land and then be using it, like you say, for the lifestyle, going out for a holiday. What's the flight time, say, from UK to Argentina?
It's about an 11-hour.
Okay.
Flight. There are direct flights from London.
Yeah.
And also from Spain, quite a few actually. And the good thing is that time difference not very much. It's only 4 hours, so it doesn't, you know, jet lag is not very, very difficult.
Mm.
The other good thing is that you fly overnight, so you can leave, you know, in the evening of a day and wake up in the morning of next day. You can also fly either to go to Mendoza, you can either fly to Buenos Aires or Santiago, Chile. So you have the two alternatives. And after that, there is an hour and 20-minute flight from Buenos Aires to Mendoza, or a 40-minute ride from Santiago to our city, to Mendoza. From Santiago, there is also an alternative which I adore, and that is crossing the Andes by car, which is about a 4.5 car ride, and you just cross to these magnificent mountains. You go all the way up to 3,200 meters of altitude, and you see some amazing views of actually the largest and biggest mountain chain in the world.
I'm just looking at you have a lot of awards and things that you've also won, and I'm just looking at the you got the first harvest and wine production in Argentina in 2001, and you had a trophy at the IWC. What does IWC stand for?
International Wine Challenge. It's probably the most important, you know, wine contest in the world for the amount of bottles. You know, you also have the decanter
fabulous
wine challenge as well.
Yeah, so that
and those are important because, you know, you have competition from wineries all over the world, and we're actually very honored that on our first vintage we got one of only 17 trophies out of over 12,000 wines that were represented at this contest.
And the best new world red by Stephen Spurrier as well.
Yeah, we're really honored because Stephen is probably the person in the wine business. He's no longer just a journalist for me. He's a friend, and I'm very honored that he chose that particular wine.
Yeah.
As a best new world red.
Yeah, and of course to go with this, with your wife's cooking and with the you've got a restaurant there as well. You must have all the beautiful Argentinian beef.
Oh yes, we do indeed. But we actually. Even with that, and believe it or not, we have innovated on the beef because I'll tell you a little secret. In Argentina, tradition is that the beef is eaten very fast from the time, you know, the cow is slaughtered to the table. So it's only like about 72 hours.
Mm.
So sometimes the beef is very tasty, but it's a bit rough. It's a bit tense.
Tough.
And what we do is we leave it for about 10 to 12 days in the refrigerator to get it a little bit more tender. So a lot of foreign guests that come to our restaurants, to both the one at the winery and the one in Mendoza City, they always comment that the beef that they ate here at our restaurants is about the best they've eaten in the country. So I think we even put that little touch of difference with respect to some of the local steakhouses.
It sounds absolutely stunning. Now, if people want to find out more, can you just give me a shout for your website, please?
Yes, the web page for the winery is www.ofournier.com.
Fabulous.
And there'll be plenty of information about the winery and also the Ofournier Wine Partners Program, that private vineyard program that we spoke about. And
yeah.
And obviously, they can always email me, and I'll be glad to answer any questions or entertain your listeners if they ever go to Mendoza or Spain.
Yeah, that's fantastic. We will put a link to it on our website as well, Scoff and Quaff. It's been really exciting to talk to you, Jose. And next time you're back in the UK, I'll trundle up. I'm sorry I couldn't come to your lovely wine tasting yesterday. But it's been great to talk to you, and we'll speak to you very soon.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the opportunity, and I'm glad that I was part of your program, and hopefully we can do it again.
You know, in your honor for you and your wife, I'm going to play a little bit of Julio Iglesias.
Oh, excellent. Thank you.
She very romantic. and for now, hasta luego.
All right. Adios.
Adios. Gracias. Bye. That is the fabulous Jose. I feel quite Spanish now, don't you, Blessing? So I'm going to have a little bit of Julio, and then we're going to talk to Blessing about her cakes. In fact, I'm going to eat one while we have Julio playing. Yeah.
they begin. De Beguín, quiero sentir las cosas de siempre. Quiero saber si tú aún me quieres. Quiero volver a empezar. When De Beguín. De Beguín, quiero saber qué fue de tu vida. Quiero saber si todo se olvida para volver a empezar. Yo que siempre jugué con tu amor hasta el final, y seguro ya estaba que tú aún me querías. Hoy al ver que ya todo acabó, que no daría para volver a empezar. Día a día te hacías querer un poco más. ¿Quién me iba a decir que una vez te perdería? Y hoy al verme tan solo sin ti, que no daría para volver a empezar. When they begin, De Beguín, quiero sentir las cosas de siempre. Quiero saber si tú aún me quieres para volver a empezar. Yo que siempre jugué con tu amor hasta el final, y seguro ya estaba que tú aún me querías. Hoy al ver que ya todo acabó, que no daría para volver a empezar. Día a día te hacías querer un poco más. ¿Quién me iba a decir que una vez te perdería? Y hoy al verme tan solo sin ti, que no daría para volver a empezar. Yo que siempre jugué con tu amor hasta el fin.
Ah, there we are. I've gone very goosey listening to Julio and speaking to the fabulous Jose. You must find out more about that. The chance to invest and not actually an awful lot of money to have that lifestyle and to grow your own wine. And as Jose explained, to also be able to have it bespoke for your business. You could have your own labels on, which sounds fantastic. And we are now going on to the fabulous from Vino. We go on to Cake. In front of me, Blessing and a Camillo. Am I saying it properly?
Close enough.
Not bad.
Not bad.
I've gone from Spanish to Nigerian. It's just too much in the morning. If you're checking out, it's 3WsBLECoutureCakes.com and you can follow them on the Twitter. They're on our timeline, BLE Couture Cakes. But Blessing has brought in, I'm just going to tuck in, I've had the chocolate cake. I'm going to tuck into the carrot cake, which listener has, it has a whole carrot on it that looks real. So Blessing, tell me about your business while I just scoff, basically.
Okay.
I love my job.
Of course you do. I'm Blessing from Blair Couture Cakes. I'm based in Ashford in Kent, mm-hmm. but I cover the whole of Kent and wherever the business takes, I guess.
And this is a gluten-free carrot cake that I'm tucking into.
This is a gluten-free carrot cake, specially made for you, very fresh, late last night. Mm. So enjoy it.
It was absolutely fantastic. Really,
I did send you a text to check if you were okay with nuts. Remember?
Yeah, and I said I'm fine with nuts. I love them. So tell me about your business. What is your main focus?
The main thing is about creating couture cakes, really, that look fabulous as well as taste delicious. Mm. There's no point in having a cake that looks amazing and then when you cut into it, it isn't really edible.
Yeah.
I like to say every cake that we make is an edible experience. So you kind of savour the taste and remember it, I guess. It gives you sort of an idea of what you want to get out of an event, so to speak. So if you're having a birthday party and it's themed, I like to make something that kind of goes in with the theme.
Mm.
Or if it's a taste you're after. For instance, I had a client who came in and they were having a Christmas wedding and they wanted some of these cake drops that I make, but they wanted it with mulled wine.
Mm.
So I had to go away and
that's a good idea.
And create a nice recipe for a mulled wine cake drop for them to have as part of their canapes. So
I saw some pictures on your website and you had a beautiful wedding cake with lovely pale pink roses. I remember seeing that one. And some of them are works of art, really. So for the weddings, what do you do with the brides-to-be? Do you meet them first or?
Yes. Most times the first contact might be at a wedding fair or maybe they contact me off the website.
Mm.
But then I invite them in for a cake tasting consultation session, which is usually about an hour.
Such a hardship.
I know.
And they say, no, I can't possibly.
And then based on what they've said they'd like to try, I usually have probably maybe 8 to 9 different flavours of cakes and fillings and jams and sauces, depends on what they want to try. And then I go outside of the box as well to woo them with some fabulous ideas that I might have. They taste the cakes and then decide what they want. So they could possibly have a different flavour in each tier. So I've had, for instance, people who've come in and they just wanted a 2-tier cake, but they leave it 4 tiers because it's too nice and they want more.
Would something like this gluten-free,
yes,
would I be able to, if I were to order one, could I freeze that in slices and just take out a slice when I fancied? Because yeah. I find most of them freeze quite well.
Yes, probably can. And if you do tell me in advance that you want to freeze it, I could try and make it even extra moist for you so that it lasts. And when you do defreeze it and bring it out, and it should still be fresh and, you know, not too crunchy, really, because with gluten-free cakes I do find they do dry out quite quickly.
Are you using your own mix of flours and playing around? Don't tell your trade secrets, yeah, please, because it's really important. I know how hard you've worked to make this, because I've eaten a lot of gluten-free cake, and I can tell the texture, it's moist, as you say. I wouldn't know that was gluten-free. And often you can go out and you can have in fact, I'm going to put you through to, there's a couple of people I know that I can put you through to who need cakes for their premises, you know, restaurant type things. But do you make your own blend or?
Yes, I crack every egg myself. I weigh every flour, every sugar. I make everything from scratch. I don't use any cake mixes at all.
Fantastic. Now, I need to just read out, excuse me for being rude, excuse me, and coughing into the mic. It's because I'm eating online. I shouldn't really. Horniman Market have just tweeted in, Blessing. I need to read this out before I forget. Selling delicious fresh juices and Faversham strawberries, Kent Garden Show, Detling, this weekend and Saturday at the G and C Market. So that's organiser of the Horniman's Market, which is every Saturday 9 to 1.30. You can follow them on, as I said, Twitter at GKANDC. C for cat. So thank you. And also Cherry Berry, hello to you guys listening in. Back to you. Carry on.
I find now with weddings and wedding cakes, quite a few brides would like a tier that's maybe gluten-free or dairy-free. And I've also...
For the guests?
Yes.
Okay, so you mix and match.
Yes. So you could have one tier or two tiers as normal and then one tier as gluten-free or dairy-free, depending on what the dietary requirements might be. It's quite common now, actually.
I think the awareness of gluten-free has become... You know, I think there is a thing where, you know, certainly when I first... was gluten-free, there's almost an embarrassment when you go out, you know. I felt a bit drippy saying, and I felt like I was making a fuss, but I think now it's much easier and the awareness. Could you do some sort of for a diabetic, would you be able to do anything like a low sugar one?
I have done one. Only once ever have I had a request for a diabetic cake, which was quite interesting. Again, I had to research into what I could do and what I couldn't do. More especially with the frosting as well, I couldn't use much sugar, so I think it ended up with just cream on the cake.
Sounds good to me. Now, how? So you said to me that you were going to wedding fairs. So what, you know, what has worked for you with marketing your business?
Oh, I do a lot of marketing. A lot. In fact, I can't even keep up with how much marketing I do. I do lots of wedding fairs and they tend to work. Some venues better than others.
Yeah.
I am a supplier with quite a lot of venues in Kent. So I try to stick to them where possible and sometimes spread my wings, you know, and try out new venues. Mm-hmm. So I think what works is looking at social media, knowing what people want, knowing what ideas they're coming up with. I come up, design my display cakes accordingly, because that's what people are looking for, what they're inquiring about on Facebook and the wedding groups and things. So going out there with what the brides are looking for, because things change so quickly.
Yeah, what's the fashion at the moment?
I think it's all the shabby chic, vintage, that's kind of what it is. So the birdcage cakes, the naked cakes.
Naked?
Naked cakes, that's cakes without any clothes on.
Okay, tell me about that.
Naked cakes are cakes, really, that have no icing on them.
Okay.
So you could have different flavors of sponges. For instance, one I did a couple of weeks ago was a salted caramel base, a chocolate middle, and a lemon top tier. And they were all naked, no icing.
Naked cake. Are we seeing an end, do you think, to cupcakes, or are they still really, really popular?
They're still there. Cupcakes are still there. I think one in three weddings probably would have cupcakes.
Yeah.
Definitely, they're still there.
Yeah. It was something that I had at my wedding, a tier of cupcakes, which was lovely. But I was seeing that perhaps things like macaroons seem to be coming in and things like that as well. Do you do anything like that?
Yes, I do. Macaroons, cake pops, treat pops I've introduced.
What's a treat pop?
Ooh, that's cake in a popsicle.
So there's so much I don't know. I'm horrified. I thought I knew all about cake. So it's cake in a...
In a pop. So it's in a push pop. It's the normal ice.
Like a lolly, like an ice. Yes. Okay.
I fill it up with cake and cream and fruits. Depends on what flavours people want. And you can do them in the lovely ombre colour to match the colours of the wedding as well. And treat pops are also quite popular as well.
So you've been in your business 5 years.
Yes, I
have. And enjoying it very much. And you said that it all began with a princess cake that you made for your daughter.
Yes.
Okay.
My very first daughter, for her first birthday, I made a princess cake. People loved it and they asked me to make cakes for them, which I carried on doing. Obviously, not knowing what I was doing was good enough, but I just carried on anyway. And with time, I realised I was getting quite a few orders in from friends of friends. I thought it might be best to just register the business. So I did that.
Now, looking at what you've got coming up, you have a couple of events. I'm looking at June the 4th. You've got a Debenhams Cosmetics Gala Night. Where's that?
In Debenhams in Ashford in County Square.
Fabulous. So you're doing that. And so you'll be promoting your business and giving out bits of cake?
Yes. As part of the gala night, they've invited me in to come in and supply them with lots of cakes.
And then you've got some wedding fairs, and then you've got a wedding coming up for 450 guests. Yes. In London. Now that sounds absolutely mega to me. I mean,
sounds exciting.
How do you start to make a cake for 450 people?
Oh, that's what I went into business for, the big ones. But calling all brides, if you want a big cake, here I am. I love big cakes. It's just exciting.
You see, you're magnificent. I said in my tweet, you're magnificent. I knew you would be. So are you going wide on that cake? Or are you going, do you have to have
wide
a ladder to get to the
tall.
Top?
That's a plan. Wide okay. and tall. And the challenge is keeping them all standing till the end of the day.
And so how do you deliver that cake? In a sort of 10-ton truck or something?
I don't know yet. Don't worry about that when the time comes, but probably my cake mobile, I guess.
Has anyone got a lorry that they'd like to... To lend.
Yeah.
I can just see this cake. And you're also launching a new outfit, Blessing by Bleu Couture, luxury wedding planners and event designers. Tell us about that. You've got 1 minute.
Oh, that's an exciting aspect, I guess, because I've been in the wedding industry now, and I'm finding and I'm helping out with brides planning their themes and getting their weddings coordinated. I've decided to go and train as an event and wedding planner. So I can offer that.
You're going the whole hog.
I am.
And I met the lovely Isaac. I think he's listening in the green room. So you obviously have a good family support there.
He's the best husband in the whole world.
He's a piece of cake though, isn't it? You know, I mean, he's just lolling at home with the kids on one knee while you spoon in cake for him.
He works really hard as well.
I would like to be your husband. Okay, so give us a shout. I know I've said your website. Tell us again and also your Facebook.
Okay, it's www.blaircouturecakes.com, and on Facebook it's Blair Couture Cakes, Twitter Blair Couture Cakes. I'm on Instagram, Pinterest, all of them the same handle, Blair Couture Cakes, and that's BLECOUTURECAKES.
You see, now I've had the cake, I can actually get my tongue round it. Blair Couture Cakes. You see, at the beginning of the show, I've had the caffeine fix and the carrot cake fix. I have to say that those little carrots that you've made, tell me how you've made them, because they are divine. Very quickly, because we're finishing now.
They're chocolates, and you're using a mold, using chocolate. You just make it into the mold and let it set, and that's how you make it.
I love it because it's not too sickly. It's not too sickly. I think it's great, the whole thing, and I love it. So get in touch with Blessing. If you have a wedding, or you have a friend coming up who's getting married, or you know someone that wants a cake, a birthday cake, the bigger the better, apparently.
Yes, go home.
On the Blair Couture Cakes. Follow her on the timeline. Tweet her and say you loved her. I'm going to read out one little thing which made me laugh. I thought after... eating all this, she's brought me in loads of cake. Listen, I'm just going to be scoffing all day. If you fancy a burger or maybe cake, then sprint to the fast food joint to get it. Short bursts of intensive exercise before a high fat meal can help protect blood vessels from the effects of a poor diet, researchers have found. Just 8 minutes of high intensity cycling was found to be more beneficial than going at a moderate pace for 25 minutes, which is the current recommended level. Scientists at the Uni of Exeter say the short burst approach may be more appealing to youngsters, few of whom achieve even the minimum of an hour of moderate exercise a day. Writing in the American Journal of Physiology, scientists say protecting blood vessels in youngsters could reduce cardiovascular disease later. Another thing I just thought of, I'm going to put you in touch with some of our guests. We have Kent Dark Chocolate in Folkestone. I don't know if you've met him, Julian. Fabulous chocolate cakes, chocolate flakes that you can use. And also Arawak Pure Cacao, which is perhaps if you were making a healthy cake, it's very pure with no sugar. You've been listening to the fabulous Blessing Enakimio. Say it.
Yeah.
Enakimio.
Enakimio.
I'm getting better.
You are better.
Of Blair Couture Cakes, and you also listen to fabulous Jose of Ofornia Wine. Get your own little villa in Argentina, why not? And you heard Ingrid Eiselfeld, who's in Whitstable, help her vote and get her money from Richard Branson out of his pocket. Big thanks to everyone that's been tweeting into us, Cherry Berry and everybody else. I have ignored a few, sorry, but I'm on my own with no co-presenter. They're all lolling. And thanks to Breakthrough Funding. Don't forget, at Bean Smitten has a 10% discount. Just go onto his website, at Bean Smitten, and quote Quaff for premium coffee and get 10% discount. Big thanks to Breakthrough Funding, who will get you cash for innovation. You've been listening to me, Jules Serkin, and the lovely Blessing in the studio. For now, see you next Tuesday. Goodbye.
Channel Radio. Channelradio.co.uk.
Work it out in that kitchen and rattle those pots and pans.
Another great Jules Serkin, Scoff and Quaff show on Channel Radio. No alpacas were consumed during this production.
And I roll my breakfast cause I'm a hungry man. I say shake, rattle and roll.
On Channel Radio.
Channelradio.co.uk.
Close your eyes and I'll kiss you. Tomorrow I'll miss you.